Ho, 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 and welcome to the Cannon County Chamber Connection. And of course, as usual, we're brought to you by DTC Communications. With our thanks, they've done this for several years. They let us focus on the people, the things, the activities, the businesses in our community. And we appreciate that you're watching this. And we have several guests today. We have some more people from Cannon County High School here with us today. And of course, their instructor, who is Mr. Zach Tucker. And this is the Retail Operations Group. And they run, I want to say a coffee shop, but they have other services with that too. And we have Maya Grinch and Levi Hatfield. And so, which one of you wants to start? Tucker, you might. Sure. How did this come about?
So it's one of the classes in the marketing and business program, and it allows them to run a retail operations type business. And what better than a in-house coffee shop with some drinks that we can sell to staff and students?
Right. And it gives now, you don't want people lined up outside.
No, it's just for internal. And
that's in-house.
Right. So it raises money for the CTE programs and DECA trips, which is our business professionals student program at the school. So we do, state competitions things like that. And but it's ran like a real small business. You know, we have health inspections. They get to order products, come up with specials. Yeah. Yep, exactly. And then they, count the money, do deposits, all that.
Yeah. And that's very important.
Absolutely.
It is. Because you may not do that when you get out in life, but you should know it even if you don't do it.
Right.
Maya, you're looking like you're just dying to say something. What do you think about this? You're a junior, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. How long have you been working in the coffee shop?
Just since August.
Oh, you're just a first year.
Yeah. You can only do it your junior. Well, you can start doing it your junior year.
Okay.
They don't trust those sophomores with coffee, do they?
Nope.
Now they're going to burn themselves. Gotcha.
Well, tell me how you feel about this program.
I think it's a good program to involve students in, doing other things instead of, sitting in class.
Do you actually get a grade?
Yeah. You get grades for doing, your job.
Oh, okay.
Man, I wish I could get a grade for doing my job. What did you like about the program? What got you interested in selling coffee, so to speak?
I don't know. It's just I was in business, and it was a class I wanted to take. Gotcha. It looked fun.
But you do other things besides coffee.
I work the register.
Okay.
And I'm sure your coffee shop has hours, regular hours.
We just work lunch.
Work lunch. So if somebody wants coffee for lunch or something else that you're selling, you say you sell other drinks. What kind of other drinks do you sell,
We sell tea and lemonade and, hot chocolate.
Oh, okay. Good for cold days like this, then. Yeah.
Okay. I don't want to leave Levi out because I want him to say something.
Isn't that nice?
You are profitable, right?
Yeah, we are.
we
can make some money.
But that actually goes back into the program, doesn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, we use that to buy our restock supplies or if we have new machines or something we need to buy, we'll use that money that we make to get that stuff.
Well, what do you think about it?
I really enjoy it. I think it's fun. I mean, I get to make the coffee, so it's I don't know, it's just nice. I really like coffee, so it's just nice to make it for all
the
students.
And this is more than just coffee. This is kind of different flavors of coffee?
Yeah, I can make it. Basically, anything you want, I can make it. It really doesn't really matter. If you say it, I can make it, probably.
He's a coffee tender.
Yeah.
Well, I told him earlier when I was talking to him, I'm old school. Never in my lifetime would I have thought that you would go somewhere and pay $5 to $6 for a cup of coffee.
Yeah, I know.
I don't care what it has in it.
Yeah.
But they do it every day today.
Wait in line.
Starbucks is They're standing in line.
There we go. Is there a name to your coffee shop?
It's called The Hub.
Oh, The Hub Coffee Shop. Okay.
Well, that's catchy. Mm-hmm. Easy to remember.
At least we know Starbucks won't be coming after you for copyright infringement, will they?
No, they aren't going to say Starbucks. That would scare them off.
You never know. You never know.
Well, like I say,
what's your favorite type of coffee?
I really like frappuccinos a lot, but we don't make those. But it's more of like a slushy, but it's like a coffee at the same time.
Gotcha.
It's really good.
Where did you learn to make all these different coffees?
Well, I already knew how to make like coffee on its own, but then Mr. Tucker, he like taught me how to like do like the specials or whatever. But right. like I know how to make the coffee. It's just different flavors that you add into it.
Right.
So it's not really that hard.
You put whipped cream and a little heart on top.
Yeah, I do. I do for some of the specials.
I love it. Where'd you learn to make it?
Just in real time. I'm actually not a coffee drinker, ironically. I prefer the lemonade or the tea, but yeah, it's a lot of fun experimenting. Sometimes these two are ones that are doing most of the experimenting on right. mixes to see if it's any good, and sometimes they're the first two I go to. Hey, try this. Do you think this will sell? Do you think this will be good?
I was going to say, if you're tasting all of your different concoctions, you're probably wound all day.
And Maya also, she does a lot of the marketing for the specials. So,
oh, okay.
She could tell you a little bit more about that. And they, I let them come up with a lot of the ideas too. So
right.
you could always tell them about the winter menu. Oh, yeah.
I made the menu for the Hub. Oh, I made both the menus.
See, I think this is great that you actually have hands-on.
Yeah.
And that, because they can tell you about it all day long. But until you actually do it, you don't know what all's involved in running a business.
Yeah.
So
what
is I think this
what
is
all on the winter menu?
A lot of coffee.
A lot of coffee, okay.
It's a lot of like gingerbread, peppermint, like stuff like that. Like the holiday flavors, I guess.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay.
We ordered a bunch of stuff.
Now, here we go. Here we go. What's the average cost of a cup of coffee at the Hub?
It depends on what you get. Like, if you get black
if it's a special, it's $3, yeah. and then, like, a regular coffee is just $2.
Wow.
That's a bargain.
There we go. Yeah, no wonder you don't want to let people know about it outside these walls. They'd be knocking your doors down.
No, we've had the print shop on here. We had the woodworking and industrial part, and now we have the coffee shop, which is actually a business inside of the school. And I think that's great. I think this hands-on is a good thing for all the students and the school as well. And I think a lot of people out there don't realize that. They don't realize what all we have at the high school. And I'm real proud of it. So I didn't know till I came to that seminar that Crystal put on.
Right.
That was when I learned about all the different things of farming and the... Well, I knew about the greenhouse because yeah. I've bought things from them, but hey, nothing wrong with that. And you're only open an hour a day.
Yeah, three lunches.
So, yeah.
We do two shifts. We got first lunch, half of second lunch, and then we shift into half of the rest of second lunch and then all third lunch.
Oh, okay.
And how many people are involved with this? How many people do you work with that are involved in this particular
program? Shift is like 3 to 4 at a time.
Okay.
And then we have like 8 in our class.
Okay.
9 in our class.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, what's the name of the class?
It's the retail operations.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So it's actually...
Yeah. Yeah. And
on the curriculum. All
yeah.
right.
I think my favorite part is, like, they really learn a lot about what they enjoy or what they don't enjoy about a retail setting. So, like, Maya, she really enjoys working the register and talking to customers, where some of the others may not want to deal with customers, and they prefer making things and stuff like that.
Dealing with customers. And you've got a rough crowd.
Yeah.
Because you've got teenagers that you're working with.
Have you ever had any disgruntled teenagers, you know, complain about your coffee or something?
Probably every day.
Yeah,
I got this. His name's Cam Pruitt. He comes every day.
Yes, I know
day.
Who Cam is.
He gets the same coffee every day, and he's always complaining about something. But it tastes exact same every time.
Oh, he always complains about something about the coffee.
Yeah, but he's just pulling my leg. It tastes exact same.
You know
every
what
time.
I'd do to Cam? I'd probably put something different in his coffee. That
just
way,
change
if
up
he
the
complained,
flavor.
Yeah, change up the flavor on him.
I probably should. Or just not make it anymore for him.
Yeah,
I already have it ready for.
Give him like
by.
A half a cup or something. Yeah.
Well, that's what I was going to say. Dealing with people.
Yeah.
And if you went into business, dealing with customers is very difficult because you're always going to have some that you'd like to hang.
Yeah.
That, but they come every time and they'll fuss every time. They come back. So there must be something good there. But I figured with teenagers, you would have a lot that would give you a hard time.
We don't really have none. Not like
other
at all.
Than the one that comes every
well,
day.
It's not actually a problem. He just likes to mess with me, but yeah, I mean, he's like
I figured you'd have a lot more than one.
Yeah, no, we don't really have anyone complain ever.
We try to keep it like a very fun atmosphere, and you know, if Maya's at the register, she's usually smiling and in a good mood, so
well,
it kind of sets
go.
The tone.
Like it's all like coffee.
Yeah, we don't want to put anybody at the register that, you know, isn't
well, the thing
doesn't
about
want to deal with people or smiles.
I mean,
right.
People already know when the kids know when they come up to your stand, they know what they want, and they're going to be happy about it because it's cut and dry, you know. I mean, how can you mess up a cup of coffee, you know?
You can.
You can, yes, that's true. But when you're dealing students on students, yeah, that's probably not going to happen. If you're dealing with people versus Starbucks or something like it, yeah, yeah. You
well,
put
also,
my name wrong or something like that.
They're also super happy that it's there and available because
yes.
it's really a cool perk that a lot of schools don't have.
Oh,
that's
I
true because, that's I mean, true. You. Other than that, what are you offered? As far as your drinks are concerned, you're offered the Coke Zeros and the Sprite Zeros of the world. No, I couldn't do that. You know, I'd probably be drinking coffee myself if that was those were my choices.
Do yeah. any have any of you ever been fired?
No.
How would she know? She's only been there a year.
I mean, you can transfer out the class if you want to, but like, you can't get fired from the hub.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
I mean, you can get in trouble, I'm sure.
Yeah. You can get in trouble, I'm sure.
Yeah.
For the most part, I can't say this for sure, but I feel like most of the students, it's one of their favorite classes. So, like,
yeah.
they're all about it. When they're there, they're ready to work and have a good time.
Everybody that's been on this show in a different area said that they enjoy what they're doing. They like the hands-on. Yeah.
That's the great thing about CTE classes.
Yeah, it is. And then Crystal's great to work with, and she's on our board at the chamber, so that's a good thing, too. Well, I don't want to put any of you on the spot, and I don't want to ask you any embarrassing question. Is there anything you'd like to add?
Not really. I mean, we kind of hit all the spots on the hub. It's not
just
really much.
Other than it's available.
Yeah, just making
and
drinks.
You can sign up for this class, right?
Yeah, if you take, so you have to take a business class your freshman and sophomore year before you can even take retail operations.
Oh, okay.
It's like, it has to like line up. Like you can't just randomly take it your junior year. Like I had to take his marketing class my freshman year before I could take retail operations.
Well, this is a good thing.
Yeah.
It is. How about you? You took those other courses?
No, I took ag business, but it counted.
Okay,
so.
All right. All right, so you're into the agriculture
I'm not anymore. I'm in business now with Miss Irvin.
Okay.
You
gave up on
the
cows
shop?
And everything, huh?
What?
You gave up on the cows and
yeah.
everything.
Do you work at the print shop as well? Or?
Yeah.
Okay, all right.
Well, I've used the print shop several times at the chamber, and I think that's a great thing, too. So how long have you been with the high school? As an instructor?
This is my second year there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so I was formerly at Stewart's Creek High School in Rutherford County.
You still live in Rutherford County?
No, I've moved. I'm closer now.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, that's good.
I'm originally from Chattanooga, so
okay.
This is actually closer to home. Puts me, you know,
yeah,
about an hour closer to
in
my mom.
In between.
Yeah. Yeah.
In
absolutely.
Between. Well, I thank you all for coming, and you tell Miss Crystal that I appreciate her.
Absolutely.
Diligence in getting this all lined up because I love having you on the show. And we do have some viewers for this show. Okay.
Well, that's good. Well, thanks for having us. Thanks for having us.
I probably ran them off with my sense of humor or attempt at sense of humor, but yeah, we've got a few.
I covered for you, so it's okay.
Okay, cool. Thank you. Bailing me out yet again.
All right. Well, we thank you all very much for being here, okay?
Thank you.
Good luck. The year's almost up.
It is.
It is. And a Merry Christmas to you, too.
Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas.
Here we are. Speaking of somebody with some coffee.
Here we are. And I'll tell you something else before they leave.
Wait a minute.
Y'all was asked a question. You been fired? I have been, and I don't recommend it.
All right. And this gentleman is our county executive, and his name is Greg Mitchell.
Hello.
And what I want to talk about, Greg, is his New Year's plans. What's going to happen next year?
Next year is a lot going to happen.
Yeah.
I mean, a lot. I have got, I know of 3 or 4 grants that's going to have to be implemented next year.
Okay. That means you're going to have to do it.
It's going to be hectic, but that's part of it.
It is, yeah. Especially with grants, because you got to do exactly what you put in for.
Yeah, you sure do, to the T. They hold you pretty tight.
They do.
On those grants. And we're fortunate here in Cannon County. It seems like, I shouldn't have brought the numbers with me, but and I'll have those numbers, but I'm thinking the numbers are going to be pretty close. Grant-wise, I think it's pretty close to $7, $8 million we brought in the last two or three years.
Yeah.
Something like that.
How long has it been now?
Since 2022. I'll be running again next year.
Well, it doesn't seem that long.
Yeah, it doesn't. It's flew by.
I guess it probably does to you.
No, it actually has flew by. I love my job. I really love it.
Well, all right. Yeah. You like disgruntled people and griping.
You get some of that, but you know what? All in all, you meet some good, fine people.
You do.
Yeah.
There's a lot of good, really good people that live in Cannon County.
You do.
Well, they live in other counties too, but we do have a great community here. And you always have those that are upset about something, so...
And we're not always going, us as human beings, not going to always be happy, I'm sure. I'm not even happy with myself a lot of times, you know. So, we're going to find things.
There's things sometimes that I wish I would have done differently.
Oh, me too.
If I had it to do over.
Boy, this is going to be a long program if we get on that. Things we should have done different. But we've got a lot of things. We've got the EOC, which is Emergency Operations Center, that I hoped and prayed to get it out to be in this month because we're on a tight deadline.
Now, that's the 9/11.
Yes, 911. Okay. It'll be 911 and just be an integral part. Everything will be in one place.
And that's out at the fairgrounds.
Be right over here, yeah.
Yeah.
Be right over here. We got a grant for $1.98 million, so pretty close to $2 million. And we also got a gift of around $200,000 to go toward it. So we're looking at probably a $2.4 million building, a project.
Yeah.
Not just the building, but the project. And we've got that going. We've got to get it done by September next year. So we're on a tight deadline.
To have it completed.
We've got to have everything. Everything's got to be put in for reimbursement by that time.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it does.
But you don't actually have to. Well, I guess you would have
to. I need to. And I think we can. It's really according to winter and all that stuff and how the winter is here. And you know how the weather here in Tennessee is. If you don't like it, just hang on. It'll change.
5 minutes.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I look at, of course, they started in the summer, but we have a new bank building, First National.
It's gone
bank,
up.
And it's still got, well, he said, the man that was there when they had the groundbreaking, He said it would be the first of 2026, sometime in there, January or February.
That's pretty quick.
Now, that TSC building, they're planning on opening up in February.
It has come up now.
And it's a big building.
I think it won't be long. You can get some corn down there. Whatever. You need a pair of britches or...
They sell everything. They sell
boots.
Dog food.
Yeah.
Tools.
Hat. Whatever
hats,
you need.
Anything you need. Toys.
Gun safe.
Yeah.
You know.
I'm proud to see them come to town.
I am too. You know, you're talking about grants, and I'd like to bring these others up if I may.
Sure.
We've got, and they're coming one day, and I'll get with Keith and y'all about it to present a check to us about another grant that we was awarded, and it was a tourism enhancement grant that we're going to build a music venue also at the fairgrounds, and I think that's going to be a great thing.
A stage.
Yes. I think it's going to be a great thing. And why I say that is, it's going to bring tax dollars in, of course, but it's going to be good for the people just to come and bring your lunch here. That's what our plans are, and kick back and listen to some music, all kind of genres, and not just one, but we're going to try to have different kinds and just kick back and listen to some music in the summertime, spring, summer, and fall. Of course, it'd be hard on you right now. To sit out there, but
people have done
this.
This is an outside
event, right?
We've got that, and that's coming up. And we also got we've received a $250,000 3-star grant. Last year, or the year before last, we got a $50,000 3-star grant, and we built Cannonball Park,
right?
An inclusive park, ADA accessible. It's the only ADA accessible park I know of in the county.
That's right. It is.
And that's 100% money, too. That doesn't have a match to it. It's $250,000. It went from $50,000 2 years ago to $250,000. So I put in for the max, which was $250,000. I thought, why not? And,
all they say is no.
All they say is no.
Right.
I've been told no before. So we got it. We was awarded it, and it's fixing to start. It's for the community center here to paint the inside of that gym.
It's amazing what you have already done to that building, because it was such a waste.
It was.
It was a great building, but it was a waste.
It was. And of course, the new roof is on it. When it was being redone, I had two pickleball courts. I had the whole gym floor in there restriped, and in the process, I had them to stripe up two pickleball courts, one on each end of the floor, where people could go in, added air and heat. And I'll be quite honest with you, that thing is rented constantly.
Well, good. I knew it would be if it ever
got... If you can get something to... And what the $250,000 grant also is going to do is fix those bathrooms in there and get them ADA accessible.
Yeah.
So...
I think everything anymore that's being built ADA accessible is going to be a must.
You're going to have to do it.
Yeah.
And we should.
Yeah, you know, we should, because you have people
we
that...
Should.
And I've been there where I
couldn't get around.
I have been there. And it's very difficult. I had two broken heels.
Mm-hmm.
So you couldn't. I was in cast on both mm-hmm. legs. And mm-hmm. you'd go in the wheelchair, but your legs were straight out.
Oh, like yeah. We have applied. This is something else we have applied for, and we'll know about December 15th. And everybody pray that we get this, because it's going to help our county huge, and that is a courthouse grant. I had conversation with Representative Hale and Senator Reeves about this courthouse grant, and they went to bat for us, and they got a courthouse grant put in the budget at state level. So, and that started here in Cannon County asking for that. So we're looking, that's up to a $500,000 grant. And I hope that is that we receive that. We'll know December 15th. If it was, then we're going to start some renovations on the courthouse. It should have some windows being changed out. We're going to try to put the heating and air in there and get those air conditioning units out of the window and work on our courthouse some. And our courthouse needs them.
It does.
Some TLC.
It's on the Historical Society.
It is.
And there's pluses and minuses to that.
True.
And one of them is, if you do any replacement, they want you to replace it with just what was there to begin with. Well, those windows are awful. Why would we want to replace them with the same windows?
They're single pane windows, and
they're just,
when they're having court up there, if an ambulance comes by, they have stopped.
Yep, because you've
been up there.
Yeah, I've been up there.
Hey, you can't hear nothing. You can't hear nothing. The judge has to stop, you know, and no doubt that they're not energy efficient at all.
No, they're not.
Some of them, they just open up on their own. Yeah. So.
And I know we have an elevator in there, but you have step downs to both bathrooms on the main level.
Yes, you do.
You know, and now if you're in a wheelchair or handicapped, two steps is like an obstacle you can't overcome.
That's exactly right.
You know.
That's right.
But now we do have the ramp that leads up to it.
Yeah.
And that's good,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah, yeah.
But, there's, back then, when that courthouse was built, nobody thought about getting in and out of it.
Well,
I mean,
right.
They just figured you get in the best way.
That's exactly right. You know what I do want to do? I want to give you kudos for the Cannon Country Christmas, y'all, you and Key, too. But I appreciate you so much, and it was a blast.
Well, it was
this
a
year.
Lot of people here for that.
I've heard great things about it. My son got married.
I know.
That day, and I snuck out there before they took off on their honeymoon and got to the parade in time to participate in that, and that was a great, amazing parade.
It was
so enjoyable, and I think everybody, I guess that's the biggest crowd I've seen in downtown Woodbury in a long time.
You know, almost everybody, this was the first time that the Lions Club had their parade at night. They've had some other nighttime parades in the past, but the Lions Club parade is a big one.
It is,
and it's done
a great job.
I really didn't know what to expect, but I want to tell you one of my favorite ones was the lead, Shane and his wife with the horses. They had everything on those horses lit up.
They
including
did.
Including the flags.
They did. As long as the horses was lit up and not Shane. Shane didn't need to be lit up.
No.
He's better unlit.
I asked him if he said every day when he went home his wife had put something else on the horses. I mean, their tails were lit up. Their halters, their bridles, their saddles, their straps around their ankles, everything was lit up.
Y'all done a great job. They done a great job. It was amazing.
And the other ones, of course, you had the train that Huff and Puff has, which is the Polar Express, which makes its own snow, which is great.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
anybody would
it.
Be proud to have that.
People
and
love
there
it.
Was one float that had tons of lights on it, and I'm not sure who that was.
I don't know either.
I think it was Moore
Wait
Town.
Wait a minute, it was Moore Town.
Yeah.
It was.
I believe it was Moore Town.
You know, Huff and Puff's always helping the community.
They are.
They're a big help to Cannon County, and I appreciate them.
And then the Merchant's Christmas Open House, that was on the Friday night, and those people, there was a lot of people in town. I know our businesses have kind of diminished as times went on, but the ones that were there and got involved, the paper does a great job of promoting that.
It does.
And so does WBRY, had some really good commercials on it too. But this year, the chamber sponsors that, and we don't really set up vendors on that Friday night that are going to compete with the merchants.
Right.
But what we do, because we want a crowd in town, this year I probably had about 10 churches that set up.
No, ain't that amazing?
And they all did something. And we had a couple of the banks, Homeland and First National Bank. They came in and served hot chocolate. But everything, everybody that sets up something there, what they do is for free. They don't charge.
That's right. Ain't that amazing?
And then, of course, we always have one of the main things is the nativity scene that Sunny Slope Church puts up. But the weather this year did not want to cooperate.
It didn't at all. But
and so I wasn't sure what was going to happen with it. And it ended up, we had a few little sprinkles, and that was about it, you know. Yeah. It was warm.
Yep.
And the other one I really want to thank is Middle Tennessee Electric.
Yeah.
And Petals and Stems is a new business that we have there on the tour of homes this year. And they had someone in the family that donated a Christmas tree.
Thank you. I was going to say something about that. You've done great.
Yes, they did. I appreciate everybody that helps.
Every year, Ray Patrick, when we light a tree, we usually string up that maple tree. Mm-hmm. Well, every year when it's time and we string it up, Ray Patrick looks at me and he says, "That's not a Christmas tree." So thanks to Tim Higgins that I could look at him and say, "That's a Christmas tree." That's
And it was so funny when I was emceeing the thing. They tell me, "Okay, it's time to light up the tree," after we did the opening prayer. But then everybody scattered around. I couldn't find Carolyn. Couldn't find Stan Hollinsworth.
I was over there in my corner.
Well, it was dark out there, and you couldn't see where everybody was. So I call them up, you know, and everything. And I we're lighting the tree up, and they want a countdown. Or she once said, "You need to count us down." Well, that's good, because now I know where she's at. I know where she's gone, right? I can see her, so to speak. I don't know where Stan is. All I know is that Stan was headed toward his particular tree. But his particular tree was the bush kind of thing.
Yeah.
And you couldn't see it from where I was.
Yeah. No,
so I'm sitting out there
Christmas.
Going, "I'm
going
to roll the dice. And I'm going to count." So I counted down, and I saw Carolyn's tree lit up bright as ever, and I couldn't see where. I said, "I don't know where Stan, if Stan got his tree lit or
not." Did the Meyer light it up?
Yeah, he did. He actually did. It was a tree.
Money.
It was a little small tree.
Thank you, Stan.
Yes.
He did a good job. He stayed the whole night, really. But everything went off really well. Everybody there was happy and in a good mood, even though the nativity scene didn't make it.
Right.
But they were on a float in the parade.
Yes.
But the thing about Ray doing that, I think this is amazing. Somewhere in Morrison, they rent animals.
Yes.
I don't think it's called Animals or Us, but I don't.
That's a good name.
Anyway, if he goes on to you about that tree not being a Christmas tree.
Yeah.
In the nativity scene one year, he had a kangaroo. Now, I don't remember
kangaroo
being in the nativity
scene. I don't either. He's going worldwide. He's went to Australia.
He's wanting people out of the country over here.
You know, I got to bring up one more thing while we're talking about this. And last night, I attended an alderman meeting, a city alderman meeting. And one thing I'm thankful for is us, the county and city, get along.
I am too.
And we're working together. The state loves to see that too. They want to see that. You'll get more
done
that if you're working together and you're fighting each other. So I'm glad of that, and thank God for that. But the Center Hill RPO is our liaison between us and TDOT. I've been pushing for this for a while, is to do something about the traffic in downtown Woodbury. Everybody knows how bad it is. It gets backed up. I've seen it backed up plumb from one end of town to the other.
Every day it is, just about.
So they're going. I applied for a grant, and I'm pretty sure we're going to get it. It's a $150,000 study of how TDOT is going to do a study and see how they can help us in the short term right here. And it's a joint taking with me, with the county and the city. And I thank goodness that it is. They was unanimous about it last night. And I'm so thankful and grateful that we are getting together and trying to move the town and the county forward.
That's how you get things done.
It is.
If you fight each other, then...
Going backwards.
Usually you don't get anything done.
Going backwards.
Hopefully we won't get any type of advice to put J-turns in the middle of the road. No. But yeah, I think we do need... And one thing I think that needs to happen, and it's needed to happen in a while, is to get the lights through Woodbury timed. You know, on a better time scale.
And that's what they'll look at.
And then, you know, I remember people talking about that. They were kind of in the know. They weren't TDOT, but they were close, you know, talking about how the lights, you know. Now, that's not going to fix the whole thing.
No, not at all. But the study should cover things like the high school.
Yeah.
The traffic there and things such
that's
as that.
That's an issue. I deal with that every morning.
And try to help that situation because I'm telling you, people, the traffic in Woodbury is not going to do anything but worsen.
Right. Now, it's not a question for you. It'd be more for Stan Hollinsworth or whoever the mayor would be. What if the study comes back and says, you know what, you need other roads. You're talking about the high school. You need other roads, or you need to expand other roads out. That could be a possibility, couldn't it?
Yeah, anything very possible.
Now,
you know,
one time in the past, one issue that they came up with, I believe, I don't know if it was the 80s or the 90s, was to take a road off of 70 before you get into town, right there where the new dollar store went, and take it across to the high school and have a back entrance to the high school instead of a residential road.
My recommendation on that high school thing is to expand your road. You got that, and I don't know what the street names are, but you've got that road that comes out right before you get to Davenport's, and then you've got that road right next to Davenport's. My advice would be to expand that road that's on Davenport's, and that way people, instead of coming out toward the main highway, they can cut back into those neighborhoods, and they can cut, you know, if you're talking about high school.
Oh, they're going to be real proud of you.
Their driveways and stuff.
But you know what I think? I think they'll come in and do this study, and I think they'll look at all those scenarios. And I'll tell you, I really don't emphasize input into that. Because the reason I don't is I don't know what I'm talking about.
Well, that's me too. So, it's easier said than done.
Sure, sure. I mean, I can come up with anything. Let's take a helicopter from one side to the other, you know. But how feasible is that?
Well, I don't know. We're getting a new helicopter pad.
We are. Hey, it ain't nothing. I like that. Yeah. We're moving.
Nothing wrong with that.
We're moving forward, and we need to keep moving forward.
Right.
Yeah.
But we do have, and a lot of the traffic that we have in the mornings and in the evenings is people traveling from Murfreesboro to McMinnville and Smithville.
Exactly.
To get back and forth to work, you know.
Exactly.
Now, it kind of evens out once you get to the four lane where John Bragg, you know, but when you're coming right through town.
Oh, it's busy. It's horrible. And this all came about when I first came into office. I started working on it, and it all came about just slowly. I mean, that's just the way it is. And I approached Rutherford County. I approached DeKalb County. I approached, I believe it was Warren County. And I can't remember if I approached Coffee County or not, but I got them to run through their commission support resolutions for doing something here with this traffic, because it don't only affect us, it affects a lot of counties around us when they try to come through here.
I get calls all the time.
Yeah. Yeah. So and they passed them unanimously. the support letters, and I turned them into the RPO and TDOT, and finally they're beginning to look at it and take notice of it and understand that we have got a problem.
Yeah.
Yeah. We do.
Yeah.
Who would have ever thought in Woodbury?
I wouldn't.
When I first moved here back in the 70s, and I thought, you didn't think it. Well, I remember when they had parking meters and you parked at an angle on Main Street. Now, you think that didn't cut down on your ability to get
it did. You know what I remember, the traffic, if any a time the traffic was worse in Cannon County, was years ago when the good old days was put
yes,
on.
Yes, it was.
And I'm telling you what, it was bumper to bumper. And that reminds me of that sometimes when it went.
Or when you got the Woodbury yard sale. That event that goes on now, it'll tell you how quick. I mean, parking lots are full and, you know, traffic is just chaotic.
You know, that what everybody, through. I've always told everybody, what you've got to remember that's different in other counties, when they have things on their square, they don't have a main street that runs through there, a main highway.
Right.
True. They're usually off of a main highway.
Most of it's a business district.
Yeah. And so... You're going down there for that purpose, but ours is a main highway, you know, leading from one.
SR1.
That's right.
First.
So that makes a little difference because those people, they always tell me when they call, they'll be fussing about the traffic, and they'll say, every time I come to Woodbury. Yeah. They're either having a parade or a roadblock. You know, when the Lions Club used to have a roadblock for the
White Cane Days.
Yeah, for White Cane Days.
Yeah.
And I thought, I'm glad they don't do that anymore. We have a fish fry now to raise money for that. Mm-hmm. But I almost got ran over twice when I was collecting for White Cane.
That's not good.
I forget who it was that somebody hit their bucket.
I was thinking it was Steakley, wasn't it?
I don't know. I can't remember.
Lions Club done a good job with this parade this time, I think.
And, they did.
I know they were a little apprehensive about.
Well, you had so many people that were complaining. But, you know, some of those people I seen at the parade.
Oh, yeah.
But... There's any time you change things. And, of course, one of their biggest gripes, and I had a man, I was in paying my Verizon bill the other day, and this man come in, and I was talking to the girl that worked there about the parade. He was just adamant. Now, he didn't come to the parade, but his kids did. And they were so upset because they came home, and there was not a bit of candy on the street.
Oh, my.
Not a bit of candy on the street.
Oh, yeah.
And he was just ranting and raving. And he said, and all it was is because somebody was mad at somebody, so they done away. I said, sir, that had nothing to do with it.
I don't think so.
It's for your safety, yes. For your kids.
Yeah.
Well, I've been here 30 years, and they haven't been run over.
Here's my solution to that as far as candy.
Go out and buy
them
some candy.
Go out and buy them some candy, number one. Number two, guess what? There are other area parades that are happening where there's candy available if that's what you want to do.
Or
number three,
candy.
Go to Veterans Day Parade and stock up and save your candy. Yeah. Or Halloween, save your candy then.
Just happened.
They did. Some candy, some stuffed animals.
They did, your stuffed animals.
That went out. And old Grinch was giving away some stuffed animals.
And he come running out of the back of some float. And we were sitting right there, and I thought, well, what's this guy doing? And he handed out two stuffed animals.
You know, I'm a firm believer that we can find the bad in anything.
I guess so. If you look hard enough,
If we look for the bad in situations, it's going to be there. We need to look for the good in stuff.
I thought it looked good, candy or no candy.
I think it was great. Who wants to grow up and say, well, what happened to your eye? Well, I was watching the Lions. Christmas parade, and somebody hit me in the eye with a piece of peppermint.
Another thing, here we are, two weeks after the fact? Nobody's griping about candy. No, you know, when they talk about the parade, they're not sitting out there going, well, you know what, we didn't get candy.
Oh, this man was upset about it.
They're sitting out there Well, that's because you were talking about it. That's what the deal was. He probably would not have come up then to the Verizon salesperson if he hadn't heard you talking about, you know. Well, now
well,
I get.
She was saying good stuff.
Yeah.
He just was sad because his kids.
It was great, and
you didn't come in with one piece of candy that they got off the street. And I told him, I says, "Are you listening to what you're telling me?"
Carolyn, yeah, and you put in a ton of work on this, and it's appreciated.
Well, I do that because I want to do that, and I like that, and I like living. There's no other place I'd rather live than right here.
Me either.
And I mean, it has some issues that you have to deal with, but it would be that way. I don't know of any towns that are perfect.
No, my.
Any counties that are perfect.
No.
But we're trying.
Or any person that is perfect.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Is there anything else you want to tell us?
No, I think that about covers it for right
well,
now.
Well, I hope you get... I know you've got several of those grants already.
I do.
And it'll all be good. Not a bad thing.
We also received, not too long ago, a $100,000 grant. That was a 100% grant to replace computers at the library. And places throughout the county.
Our library's going to be on the tour of homes because I think a lot of people don't realize
we've got a great library.
What we have in the library.
We've got a great library.
We do.
We do. We've got a great library, senior center.
It is. We've
got some wonderful things here.
The art center is great.
Yes.
And I do want to tell you that, and I know that our tour of homes is this weekend, so it probably won't get on the air, but we have seven that are, and four of them are on College Street.
Mm-hmm. I've seen
that. So that'll be great.
Yeah. I've seen that. That'd be awesome. Yeah.
Well, Keith, is there anything you want to add? Because I've got to cut this short.
No, I don't want to add just that. But, Greg, when you roll out, can you put her purse down in the chair? I'm going to do something here.
When
are
I roll
you
out of here.
Late? Well, yeah. I can put my purse
in. No, I just want to put the purse in.
When you want me to roll out now?
Well, if you want to roll out now, or just put, okay, if you don't want to roll out, that's fine.
I tell you, that was an awful nice way. Keith, that was an awful nice way to say, leave.
Get out. No, you don't have to leave, per se. I just want the purse in the chair for a second.
Let me
I don't know if you're strong enough.
All right. Now, I know that this taping's probably going to air after our tour of homes, but one of the big features of the tour of homes is what you have crafted. You talk about doing hard work at the Christmas on the square and the country Christmas and stuff. If we can get the camera to pan around behind us and right over here and just go through this whole thing. This is a Christmas village that Carolyn puts together every year. It takes probably a multitude of hours to put this thing up.
It takes me 3 days.
Yeah, 3 days. Wow.
And that's
but if you'll take a look at this. Now, you may not get to see it this year, but I want all of our viewers to mark this down on the calendar because it happens every year. It's the first Saturday of the month. You guys need to come out and see this in person. Cameras can't do justice because obviously we're sitting in the way. But take a look at that. That is just amazing, is it not?
Yes.
Thank you for doing that. And
that's all right. I enjoyed doing it. It outgrew my house.
Ain't no
doubt. So I had to put it somewhere.
And she's always adding pieces to the collection. This year, though, she slowed down. She told me she had two new ones. That's slowing down, according to her. But, man, 3 days to put this up.
Well, I wouldn't have got it up in 3 days if it hadn't been for my daughter.
Yeah.
Because she come down and help me.
Oh, she's a good.
She is.
Brenda's a good.
She is.
Yeah.
But, yeah, we do. Do you see anything in there, Greg, that you think shouldn't be in there?
No, I think it looks
Look a little
amazing.
Further down that way.
Yeah, go show him the one that you showed
me. You see something in there that you...
Well, I tell you what, I see old Sasquatch.
Right there. Oh, don't tell that guy that's running around here talking, holding all those Bigfoot seminars. He'd be in here.
Old Sasquatch.
Yeah.
Yeah. Is that what you want me to say?
No, yeah, that right there.
I've seen it.
My great-grandson, he had this thing a couple of years ago about Yetis, you know. And yeah. So my daughter and I ran up on that this year. We were somewhere, and I said, I'm going to get that and put in the Christmas village this year. And then right there by the deer, pick up that little outhouse there.
There we go. Now, we want the camera to see this as soon as she opens this. By the deer. Go show it. Cameras rolling.
By here.
Go show them what we've got.
And then
we're gonna hold it up for the camera to see, too.
This that house?
Yeah. Now open it up.
Uh-oh.
All right, well, let's go ahead and show the camera this so we can show the audience what we're looking at. This is something that Carolyn found, part of the collection here.
Can you get right there?
Okay, now we're going to open it up. I think they should have knocked before entering.
Wow.
But those are some of the type of things that you can see in this Christmas village. So mark it on your calendar next year. Remember, the first Saturday in December. Come out and be a part of this tour of homes, because this is part of it, to be able to come in here and take a look at this magnificent, mm-hmm. and that's just under definition of it.
It is.
Collection of a Christmas village. This has got to be one of the best Christmas villages in the area,
no doubt
I would think.
Oh, I don't know. Randy Greenwood told me he went to a museum where they had the skyline of New York.
Museum?
Oh,
that's
yeah.
a museum.
Well,
this
that's
is not the museum.
Scale.
Yeah.
And
this
I told
the Lions
him.
Club building.
I told him I had that beat. And I showed him that little outhouse.
There you go. Show him Sasquatch over.
Yeah. I bet they didn't have that.
No.
Okay. I've got to end this up. We appreciate y'all watching. We want y'all to have a very Merry Christmas. And I will probably see you again in January. But we've just about ended up all of our activities for Christmas. But we...
One quick thing before
the Art Center is having their $1 million quartet, and they're also having their bazaar.
And I want people to know about our Chamber of Commerce banquet. We've set a date for that, have we not?
On the 22nd
of January. Okay, so remember that. And any businesses that are out there, they're invited to attend. And just give the chamber a call, 615-563-2222.
That's
pretty simple. Two's across the board. And talk to Carolyn. She'll get you all the information about that.
I will as soon as I get it all.
Yeah, we've still got some things.
I've got some bids I'm still taking, so. We wish you a Merry Christmas, and we hope to see you next year. And we hope you have a healthy Christmas and a healthy New Year.